Caroline Murphy is here now with what it says in the papers.
So who's mad at whom? Well, teachers horrified at Quinn, says the Irish Times this morning. Parents disgusted at teachers, says the Irish Independent. While children saw teachers angrily confronting one another, says the Irish Daily Mail. Yes, all three of those papers lead with pieces on what's been happening at the teacher conferences. Conferences at which, as the Mail headline puts it, we've been looking at megaphone diplomacy. That Mail story about what the paper calls the incredible scenes of teachers angrily confronting each other in public is, of course, about the ASTI conference. The piece reports that the teacher who heckled Rory Quinn refused to apologise, and it reports too on what the General Secretary Pat King had to say about being bullied online. The Times story, meanwhile, leads with what the minister had to say to the TUI conference. He opened up a fresh conflict with teachers yesterday, we're told, by telling those in further education they will have to work during the summer. The planned reconfiguration was announced to a surprised audience, says the piece, which adds the TUI General Secretary said his colleagues were horrified at the lack of consultation. And from horrified to disgusted, that's what the Independent says parents were at the bitter infighting which erupted at the ASTI conference. The lead story says the deep rift in the union dominated the annual conference. As to what's going to happen when the fighting is finished and teachers return to school, though, well, the Irish Examiner's front page story on it all looks forward to that. Teachers may be told to snub English course is the headline. Niall Murray says English teachers at nearly 400 secondary schools could be told not to teach the new junior cycle curriculum under an emergency proposal that might reach their union conference floor today. We're told the ASTI Standing Committee is expected to meet this morning to consider whether the proposal be debated. So with all that still in the mix, is this week of teachers meeting with each other and ministers actually a good idea? Well, conferences provide the opportunity for everyone's viewpoint to be heard, says Catherine Donnelly in support in the Irish Independent. But in the Mail, Mary Carr takes the opposite view. Sorry, but what business do ministers like Rory Quinn have at trade union bun fights in the first place, is the question over her piece. Could there be a question, meanwhile, over the orderly installation of water meters? The actual lead story in The Examiner addresses this. The headline says there's a call for protests, reporting that residents in Cork prevented contractors installing meters for a second day in a row, and that a similar blockade was mounted in Dublin. The piece says anti-water tax campaigners have warned the government it faces a wave of nationwide blockades. The department has warned, meanwhile, we're told, that disruptors could face fines of €5,000 or 3 months in jail. Facing the rather pleasant prospect of a reduction in property tax, however, some owners, those in better off local authority areas, may see their property taxes reduced under Fine Gael's local election manifesto, says Fia Kelly on the front of the Times. Otherwise, this morning there are front page pictures in the papers of singer Paul Simon. Both The Independent and Times picture him with Mary Heaney at Dublin Airport, there for the unveiling of a tapestry in honour of Seamus Heaney in Terminal 2. And finally, pictures this morning too about David Moyes and Roy Keane. Is there a link? The Irish Daily Star leads with a picture of and a story about Moyes. Thanks everyone, except for the players in brackets, is the headline there. The Irish Sun also has Moyes on the front page. United stitched me up, is his belief, we're told there. But the Independent front page strap has a picture of Roy Keane, declaring him to be still United's king in exile. While the Examiner strap also points to a piece inside about Keane. Roy could sort out United, we're told, is the opinion of Republic of Ireland midfielder David Myler. And back in The Independent, we're told what Martin O'Neill's response to it all was. In Marley Park in Rathfarnham yesterday, as it happened, he was put on the spot about it all. We're told he said, "I don't know anything about it. I really don't," before he made the very reasonable point that, "I've come here today to open a park."